You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Norwalk, Connecticut, at the HMTX offices, and I'm with Harlan Stone. We're here to talk about the House Upon the Hill. Harlan, how are you doing today?
I'm great today, Kemp. Thanks for coming up to visit.
HMTX, kind of a new brand, but you're the second largest supplier of resilient flooring to the United States, right?
Yes, we're at almost exclusively LVT, and in the United States, we have the number two position. That's correct.
In many of the press releases I've seen from your company, you talk about being $800 million. You came up with that brand. It was the Halstead brand, which is the brand you sell through the home center. It's the Metroflor brand, which is the brand you sell through distribution for professional installation. It's the Aspecta brand in the commercial market. It's the Tecnoflor, the healthcare business, right? How's business?
Business demand is very strong. I think it's pretty clear that in the residential remodel market is fantastic. The builders are as busy as they can be. Commercial has come back in the particular categories of healthcare and hospitality. It's strong. Demand has come back strong. Supply is a little bit tougher, but you muscle through it. You have the right resources, the right assets in the right places at the right time, and you can take full advantage of that demand. But we see no end in sight, Kemp, in terms of where the demand is going. This is not a bubble. This is with really good tailwinds.
Quantify, versus year or two ago. If you take the COVID year out, because it's a kind of a blur, are you up 20% or so?
From 19, we're up more than 20%, yeah. And last year was not that bad for us, so we're also up from the numbers of last year as well. Commercial business is much better than it was in 19 for us, much better.
It's great to be with you face-to-face, by the way. Aren't you glad that we made it through this COVID year?
It's wonderful to see friends. It's wonderful to see my office. All of our offices around the globe are fully opened, and not everybody has to go every day, but we're really happy to have that connectivity, the human bond, see faces, smile at each other. All that, I think, goes a long way to building connectivity, emotional connectivity. Also, the chance of random interactions can produce amazing results.
I wanted to come up here because I wanted to see firsthand. You can hear the banging actually in the background. I didn't realize that this new House Upon the Hill is adjacent. You're actually going to be able to walk out of your existing building and go into this structure that you're building. Let's talk about that real quick. It's a Jason McLennan design building. He's well known in the not only architectural world, but in the green building world for his Living Building Challenge. And this will actually be certified Living Building Challenge.
Yes. This will be a Living Building pedal building. It'll be, I think it's the biggest one certified in the Northeast. It'll be one of the greenest we've been called. Maybe we are going to be the greenest building in Connecticut because of the standard that we're playing to and the amount of accreditations we're getting under that system. And we're really excited and proud to have this building on our property.
The coolest part of this building is that it's got three different functions. One of them is an office. The second one, though, is it's going to be an R&D place where you can actually do strike-offs and knock-offs and have customers come in and tell them what you want, and then you can actually create a sample right there, so you'll have some production there.
Exactly. We will do rapid prototyping in this building, all through digital, kind of a 3D printing, so we're building the entire structure of the product, meaning the full embossing, the correct gloss levels. You'll walk out of here with something that's unique to you, that Mr. or Mrs. Designer, homeowner, not so much, but this will really drive our commercial business and our partnership business. We can really design things specifically, and because it's all created digitally, it can be recreated in any of our factories basically the next day.
The third aspect of the building is residential. So when people are coming to work with you, they can actually stay in this structure.
That's correct. So we're a multi-use zone. This building was actually built on what was once a single family house zone, and we got it converted after a lot of work. And we have three residential apartments in there with three separate bathrooms, a beautiful full kitchen. We're hoping that we can have visiting artists, designers, people specializing in digital technology. But most importantly, we'd like to have customers come and stay and work with us until their project is exactly where they want it. So instead of having an iterative process, we want to have a complete experience for our customers to design the exact floor they want for their exact project.
And this is going to be your world headquarters. And what I didn't realize is the adjacency to the building we're in now. So you'll be able to take out a window in an existing hallway here and tie it in.
Yep. So we have three buildings on this campus. Total, when this is built, we'll have approximately 50,000 square feet. I mean, this is a big world headquarters, and we can have multiple functions here. We have things like accounting here. We have legal, you know, the typical corporate things. But this is all about expanding our world much more into the customer-centric experience and really being able to meet the customer where they want to be met, which is designed for them, and build closer, deeper relationships. It also goes to this intentional marketing that I've been talking about a lot. Why should you go using a Turkish bazaar kind of mentality where all the people are selling the same thing, yelling in the hall, please come to me, I've got a better price, I've got a better product, instead of saying, what is it you want to work on, and let's see if we can't do that together.
Work on one by bringing a customer in one at a time.
Exactly.
And tailor it to them.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we expect to be very busy here. We expect to have a very busy calendar. That's why you don't have to get the plane. You can spend the night and go the next day.
You've done, over the course of you building buildings, you've done this green certification from just a category perspective, three different buildings and three different systems. So you did LEED first.
Yes.
Which most people figured out was pretty expensive to do.
Very expensive.
That was down in Calhoun. And then you did a Green Globe building.
Yep.
Right?
Across the street in Calhoun, and also second one down in Savannah, and our Savannah campus, where we have three buildings as well.
And now you're doing the Living Building Challenge, right?
That's right.
With all that exposure, is this the best one?
Well, we haven't finished the building yet, but so far it's going great. I think that the Living Building Challenge, which is established by the International Living Future Institute, is the most robust. It thinks about the most different things. It demands you have to be net zero on energy, which we are. It makes much more consideration of how you're impacting the land and the animals and the plants around you. So I think it's the most robust one. It's also easy to work with. And the fact that Jason is our lead architect, he's designing the building to meet the needs of this appropriately. It should be a breakthrough building for our industry, for our city, and hopefully for the entire sustainability movement.
Let's run through some quick stats. It's 24,000 square feet. It's four stories. It's going to be mostly concrete, glass, and steel.
Yes.
And it's got a 5,000-gallon rainwater tank, passive cooling, photovoltaic panels, natural light, green roof, meaning you'll have a garden on the roof.
Yes.
So it's got biophilia comes to mind when you start talking about.
And a lot of fresh air. The other one is fresh air.
Okay.
So we have a lot of opportunity to bring fresh air, and so we'll have to use less air conditioning and window shading, which is a really critical feature, to situate the building so that the sunniest side, the western side, doesn't have any windows, but the eastern side does, and we have a window shade, so you don't have to worry about the heating up all the glass from the sun.
You talked about building this calendar and having a busy schedule. When's this thing going to be completed, and who are the first guests going to be?
Well, we hope to have a ribbon cutting next May. Could be June, but certainly by this time next year, we will be that building will be operational. I don't think we'll have all our equipment working, every desk, all of the artwork I plan to put in the building set up until maybe the third or fourth quarter of next year. But we will have a ribbon cutting in the spring.
You mentioned that the artwork you are going to have in certain areas a lot of really nice.
Yes. We want to have a lot of inspiration in this building. So we have a two-story part of the building. So at one point, these second and third floor are united. We call that the Great Hall. In there, we really want to build inspiration and abilities to think and look about color, about texture. We will have minerals. We will have old shells. We'll have paintings. We'll have sculptures. And we'll have books of things that we'll really try to get people to think past their just, I want an oak with a little more cathedral, to something more creative that could be the color, it could be the inspiration for the whole room that you're working on. And we think that kind of a setting lets you think more. So you don't have to be in that rush. That's one of the reasons why we didn't want to have the, I have to get out of here to get to LaGuardia feeling. And if we do that, then we believe that thought becomes the leading aspect. And that's when human beings are at their best.
Interesting. And I guess the vista that you'd be able to have up there at night, you might be able to see Manhattan from here?
We believe you'll have a very good view of Manhattan and the Long Island Sound. So we're on the other side of the Sound from New York City and Long Island. And we hope to be able to see the Sound, which is beautiful, as well as in the nighttime, you'll see the lights of New York, which will be inspirational. As a matter of fact, Kemp, if you came into New York City, spent the night in a hotel in New York City, you could take a train come up, switch one train station in South Norwalk, come up to this area and walk up a hill and come to the house upon the hill. We might even put a bike rack down there so you can ride your bike up. And, you know, it's kind of a interesting idea. You think of designers, of artists, of creative people, architects, how much they love New York. And to think that this is one place you can come to do flooring design, that you're basically just a train ride out of New York City.
You mentioned something a minute ago. I want to key on it real quick. And this is that digital prototype system that you're putting in. You know, these factories that are being built right now in Northwest Georgia are going to be American-produced LVT. Their one piece of the supply chain that's going to be missing is the fact that they're still going to have to source the film from Asia. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about going digital where the actual whole look on the surface you see is all digital.
Well, that'll be the prototyping machine here. So we won't need to send anything out to get print film to make it. We'll be able to print the whole product here with the embossing and everything. Our final production, we have a lot of digital options. We're not really set on what we're going to do, but transforming to the digital world is more than just how you make your film. It's how you make the entire process. How do you design? How do your designers look at things? How do they interact with the customer? If you make the entire project digital, then you get personalization. So what is the best thing you can do in this industry is not make everybody buy a black Model T. We're in the fashion industry. We want to bring the fashion back into flooring and to have flexibility, no minimum runs, instant movement from design to manufacturing. That we think will be revolutionary, and that's what we're calling the digital transformation. This building's just the first wave of it. It'll be about 4 or 5 years of investment around the world, which we think will change the whole way that people look at, consume, and enjoy LVT.
All right, great, Harlan. It's great to see this facility and get a tour of it. I look forward to coming next May and seeing it in operation. Again, been talking to Harlan Stone, the CEO of HMTX, and you've been watching Kemphar and FloridaLE.net.